This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go green.
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go green.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
There is not a box big enough to fit my co-host this hour. Ty Bollinger! He doesn't have to go outside of it. He just sit on it, crunch it. It's gone. You're so good.
RSB, what's going on, buddy? And yeah, that's funny. There's not many boxes that I would fit in. I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
A couple, but they're called caskets, and I'm not ready for one of those yet.
No. Goodness, no. I was thinking maybe the one William the Refrigerator Perry used to be able to fit in, but that's
Man,
about
that
it.
That guy was huge.
The fridge was huge.
Yes.
And you were, that was, of course, a time when, I'm not even going to get into the national anthem stuff. We were chatting about that on the break there. But the idea here is with you working out, getting so big, I'm desperately trying to keep up with you. I was out there doing yard work today. I got to hit the heavy bag soon again and then get on the mountain bike, which unfortunately doesn't make me big to do that. It just makes me lean and wiry.
You're lean, mean broadcasting machine is what you are, RSB.
That's what it is. And you know what's broadcasting around the world right now, my friend? The truth about pet cancer. And I hope all y'all have been watching it. If not, you may still have time to catch up. TMB, catch us up on all of these episodes.
Yeah, so to this afternoon, we went live with episode number 5 of The Truth About Pet Cancer. We started about a week ago and been releasing one episode every other day. So we're on episode 5, and we're going to be running that for about the next 72 hours, I think. And then that'll be it. And then we'll take them down for a while, and then we'll release them at a later date. But so this is your last chance, the next 72 hours, to see episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are all up right now.
Now, what would you say episode 5 focuses on more than anything else?
Episode 5 is really more of it's a summary of some of the treatments at the very first, and it's really more of kind of an emotional feel as opposed to episode 4 was more treatment focused. Mm-hmm. This has a little bit of treatment, but there's a lot of emotion. There's some personal stories. Just some real telling quotes by some of the veterinarians. So you can kind of see the heart of the people that we interviewed, and kind of see why they're in it, why they're doing this. And, you know, that they hate all this death from a disease that we should be able to control. And so it's an emotional, there's some emotional sections in it. And then what it really is, about the last third of it is just, kind of I guess maybe a summary. We go over what's in each of the different DVD set or the documentary sets, because this Truth About Pet Cancer is really the combination of our documentary, which is How to Protect and Heal Your Pets, with Rodney and Karen's documentary, The Dog Cancer Series. So we kind of go over each disc that we've each produced and kind of let people see, if you want to get the platinum package, which is the full meal deal, you know, then here's what you're going to get. And it's a great deal for the price that we're selling it for right now, because we're just trying to fund to our operation, and we're also trying to generate some serious money to donate to charities that are doing research on pet cancer, which is one of the things that we always do every time that we will launch a new product or a new docuseries or whatever, is we give a good amount to the charities that are doing the research. So we're really trying to fund some good research on pet cancer as well. So this has been fun. It's a different type audience that's into the pets than the audience that's into the human cancer. Mm-hmm. Much younger audience we're finding. because you know that's the demographic. You know, the young millennials and the 30 somethings, they're the ones that they have a lot of pets now, and wow. Not the elderly people don't, but they've got a lot of pets, and so it's a different audience, and it's just it's interesting to engage with them. And the reality is, whether you're old or you're young or somewhere in between, everybody loves their animals, and so it's been a real pleasure to get to meet some of the people in this space, and we're looking forward to continuing to share the truth about pet cancer.
Nice. Now, I understand that if they get one of these packages, there's also an extra set that they get that they can actually give to their veterinary doctor. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's one of the cool things. So, I mean, you're going to get, when you buy the Platinum Package, man, you get all kinds of stuff. So you get our full doco, Rodney's documentary, four disc set, three disc set, a bonus set. On frequently asked questions, you get the transcripts, you get the MP3 files, you get the full-length interview, you get everything, but you also get what you just mentioned, Robert, that's so cool. You get a veterinary version of the Dog Cancer Series, because Rodney and Karen interviewed a lot of really well-known veterinary and even veterinary oncologists about the dog cancer specifically, and they got like an additional 30 or 40 minutes of footage that we didn't include in the documentary because it's just too technical, man. I mean, you just couldn't understand it. But
right.
Veterinarians would, and so this is you get an electronic download for your vet to give them with mm-hmm. the technical stuff to verify the positions that are taken in the documentary. And man, it's fantastic. It's going to save a lot of pets, and we're really pumped about it. It's a great series. And
well,
the feedback we've gotten from it, Robert, is literally mm-hmm. that what people have seen is the best thing that they've seen us do yet.
It is absolutely amazing, and I was just thinking about being able to educate your vets, because the vets seemingly, I mean, it's not always the case, but seemingly the number of them that I've met are much more open to this at this point. They're seeing
yep.
things, and they're not as controlled as the human doctors in certain areas and realms. So there may be openings with this series, The Truth About Pet Cancer, getting the Platinum Package, where you get a veterinary version that you can give to your pet's doctor.
Yeah, and you know, the reality is this is going to help veterinarians, it's going to help pet owners, and it's going to help people that have pets, because not only is it going to help their pets, but it's going to help them that they would have never thought about some of these practical dietary advice or mm-hmm. exercise advice or whatever you might get in this pet cancer series. A lot of it applies to people, too. And so I think we're going to hit a large audience of people that would have never bought anything for themselves, but they're going to learn mm-hmm. as kind of a side effect, a direct effect of this
yes.
documentary.
A side benefit, I think.
Yeah.
And, of course, our good buddy Marlene Siegel, who was a star at The Truth About Cancer, speaking about pets, which was so awesome. She did so great. And she's also one of the vets featured, and she's just got such a golden heart. A lot of these vets do. And she, you know, you featured her clinic and the things that she's doing that
yes.
go from, you know, the species-appropriate diet all the way to the energetic forms of medicine that these animals really respond quickly and well to.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Siegel was great. Wasn't she great at the Orlando event, too? I mean, didn't she love her?
She slayed it. She was so sweet.
She had such passion and such a stage presence. She did great.
Yeah, she was amazing. So I'm already, again, thinking about next year of people that have that kind of passion that I want to see up on stage as we move forward to that. But, folks, there's a lot of healing going on planet Earth. We're just one small portion of it, but I believe we're really trying to get to you the most innovative that are out there. And there's a great diverse array of ways to get well. And I like that, Ty, as you said, and we've said this many times, that you're not reaching out for only one way. You're giving people an option to consider a lot of different things, and then let spirit, you know, lead you in the right direction from there, because sometimes it's above and beyond our mental pay grade to follow a lot of the nuances and details of this, as you said. But spirit can tell us the truth even when we don't understand certain mental concepts of, you know, the details of a pet cancer, for instance. So being guided to the right healer is always something I want you to remain open to.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And, you know, the reality is what you just said, Robert, is just so true. It's not about forcing or persuading someone to do a certain thing or another thing or this treatment or that treatment. The focus that we've always had is just to educate and give people choices. It's not to direct them or lead them or guide them or whatever. you know, let God guide you as to the right treatment. We just want to put the information out there. And that's the whole purpose. That's why we've done everything that we've done. And that's why it still amazes me that you'll see so much attack on people like us on the internet. So many attacks, you know, like Mike Adams gets attacked and all of us get attacked, but, you know, Mike more than others. But the reality is just trying to put information out there and educate people and let them make a decision on their own. And for that, people persecute people like Mike Adams. It's just bizarre.
Well, listen, if your doctor is not using the sense God may have granted him or her, it's time to find another doctor. True about veterinarians as well. And that's why having more information from which to make better decisions is excellent. But recognizing that sometimes these docs talk in technical babble, if you will. Sometimes it's valid and they need to because it's appropriate to determine, you know, what they're doing on that level. But a lot of times it's used to keep you in the dark on purpose and to kind of take them at a certain level and make you, like, feel well below them. And while I respect among many docs that we feature here on this show and that you featured, the ones that are not elevating themselves above you, that find a way to communicate with you and that understand that healing is not just about physiology and technobabble, but about healing on a spiritual level, ultimately. And, you know, these dogs and cats and these animals in our lives, I mean, they're little angels, too. They bring a lot of healing to people, and not only the owners, but the folks that encounter them, because they get divine love. They give divine love.
Yeah, Robert, there was a report that was put out by Harvard University within the last couple of years, and I think the title was something like Get Healthy, Get a Dog. And it literally from Harvard, and they just showed the benefits of having a dog to, from a health perspective, you know, the love that they push and the all of the happiness and the faithfulness and the joy and all these feelings that you get when you're around your pet. It actually turns on your immune system, keeps you healthy. So it's a good thing. It's a very good thing to have pets. We have lots of pets here, but it's a good thing to have animals and take care of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So go get it, folks. The Truth About Pet Cancer. The final episode, episode 5, airing right now after the show. I want you to download and watch it. And then Ty and them, they have allowed all of the previous 4. If you're just now hearing about it, you're like, where have you been? You can watch all of them, but they're going to be gone in 72 hours. So give them a view. And if you're so inclined, go ahead and purchase a set. And maybe you go all the way and you get an extra set for your veterinary doctor and give it to him or her. And change their lives and the lives that they touch for the better. So once again, thanks TMB and company. This was a big, big endeavor. As always, all the things that go on behind the scenes, people don't realize the work it takes to put this out. And then once it's out, to get it out into the hands and in front of a lot of people that want and desperately need to see it.
Yeah, we're glad to do it. That's our mission. That's what we do. So we're glad to do it and just want to save lives of people and pets.
Good. All right, well, we've got more to discuss on in the realm of cancer. One thing, what is the poor example that Angelina Jolie has set for other women? We've got an update on that coming up. And also, chemotherapy kills. We know that. There's another story that validates that even more. And what about Bernie Sanders' tax plan? Is it really Donald Trump's tax plan? And could we fool a bunch of liberal college students? We're going to find out.
That masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got an update theme that Super Don did a while back, and we rarely get to play it. But there's finally a story that fits it. And, you know, Super Don has done so many theme songs here at TMB that we forget sometimes that we have a theme song for that. And you'll never believe it, but we have a theme song for body part removal.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Stomach, lymph nodes,
gallbladder, appendix,
ovaries, tonsils,
back,
uterus.
Kind of gross, but it's also appropriate because Halloween is approaching. And what do you make of a headline like this? Woman says she was misled into mastectomy and hysterectomy. You don't say, really? I'm going to say that most women are misled into doing mastectomies and hysterectomy, and that might get a lot of people mad at me, but I'm saying it. And I don't know, TMB, if you read this story, but this woman was convinced to do it because of, guess what? The BRCA gene test.
Yep.
They yep. said she's going to get it because she's got the genetic defect, the mutant gene. Follow Angelina Jolie's lead, and then what?
Well, then they cut off body parts. They began lopping body parts off. And that's the problem, Robert, is that, you know, we've seen that with Angelina Jolie, and then now this woman is among a huge group of women that have been duped. And they've been duped into believing that since they test positive for some gene, which may or may not be linked to breast cancer or other cancers, that instead of trying to have, you know, a healthy lifestyle and let nutrition have an epigenetic effect on your body and prevent that cancer by a healthy lifestyle, that let's just go ahead and lop off those body parts so we know that you'll never get breast cancer if you have no breasts, or, you know,
ovarian cancer.
Exactly. I mean, so it's just really bizarre that we're in that state in the United States now with modern medicine, to where rather than trying to live a healthy lifestyle and prevent something that we might be genetically predisposed to or not, I'm not admitting that, but then rather than do that, we just cut the body parts off. It just makes no sense whatsoever to me.
Well, and this happened in Oregon. Crunchy granola, sweet-eating state, if you will, very leftist, you know, peace, love, happiness, which we don't mind that, but don't force it by government. And, of course, big government intervention in health care. And this Dr. William Fitch there, and again, this is where they have naturopathy licensed. Why couldn't you have gone to a naturopathy doctor? Well, maybe they would have promoted this concept, too, because they've been taken over by allopathic medicine as well. But Fitz determined that genetic blood tests indicated she had a 50% chance of getting breast cancer and up to an 80% chance of getting uterine cancer. So total hysterectomy. And afterwards, guess what? She got the body parts removed. And after the surgery, she went and got the tests. And the test results indicated that she didn't even have the so-called genetic risk factor the doctor said she had. Yeah.
Wow. Not surprised. I'm not surprised. But, you know, when we come from the position of let's lop body parts off as opposed to prevent a disease, this will be a natural result, especially when those surgeries are very lucrative and they're covered by insurance.
Yeah. And this gets me, Ty, because I still hear people, like I had a message from somebody on Facebook this evening who's dealing with a health problem, interestingly enough, related to ovarian cysts. And she's, you know, she wants to go to see a homeopath. And she said to me, well, she typed in, she said, I wish they were covered by insurance.
Yep.
And I replied, I said, well, that would destroy homeopathy. And I don't know if she understood that, because, you know, anytime you have a third party intervening in the sacred relationship between a doctor and a patient, the healing is going to be screwed up, because now you're going to be, well, listening to whoever's paying the bills, and it ain't you, the patient. It's the third party. And you don't want that, but people don't understand that it's so expensive because there's a monopoly. And, of course, there's also so few homeopaths that those that are out there charging large sums of money that people can't afford. If all healers were allowed to heal, suddenly you delicensed everybody and you made all healing available and possible. And I'm not saying people would hold a shingle up to lie about what they do. That's not what I'm arguing for. But the freedom to hang your shingle, no matter what kind of healer you are, just be honest about it. Now the prices would come down because there would be genuine competition. You wouldn't be paying $450 for an initial consultation. Unless somebody is so darn good that everybody that comes to, they get well, and then the reputation precedes them. That's a different story. The marketplace can abide by that. But I'm telling you, competition in healing will breed affordability and more success.
Couldn't agree more.
DMB, that's what you say. I agree. I got to find something that Ty Bollinger, he's so agreeable. He's such an agreeable fellow.
Well, you know, I had a little bit to add to that. Maybe I'll add after the break, but I've heard the music coming up.
Oh, I would like for you to add to that. And then at a certain point, we're going to go into economic healing. Because Trump's tax plan, if disguised as Bernie's tax plan, has an unusual effect on liberal college students, and we're going to get to that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention Type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Robert Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's Outside the Box, each and every Wednesday. We go there with Ty Bollinger. And, of course, the author of a lot of books now. Yeah, I can't keep up with the guy. But one of them is my favorite because I co-wrote it. It's called Unlock the Power to Heal. Everywhere I go, TMB people still love it. They're going, man, this is a guidebook. This goes right to the point. And I can use the stuff in it. Dare I even propose that we expand it just a wee bit more next year?
Yeah, it could use some expanding, but it's a good book. It's a good starter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. People are loving it, and it's practical. I'm still hearing folks that are using the information in it for good purpose. Now, maybe if this woman had used some of the information in that book, she wouldn't have fallen for the BRCA gene test that was even false for her, and she had her body parts removed. And then, again, we talk about the people saying, gosh, if only natural stuff was carried or covered by insurance. And I'm saying, no, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not, Robert. And I think the fact that insurance is going to cover a procedure in and of itself is incentive to try to game the system and perform that procedure because you're going to be adequately compensated for it. And so I think we look back on the last few years, like in Detroit, we had the Dr. Furry Fatah, right? Mm-hmm. And he gamed Medicare for $93 million. Prescribing, you know, chemotherapies to patients that didn't need them and didn't have cancer and so forth. That the system is ripe to be abused this way. You're talking about insurance, not really needing insurance. Well, you often said good health insurance. When I was up in Detroit a couple years ago for the Global Quest, I interviewed Jay Matthews, and I've told you this story before, but
yeah,
Jay was talking about his daughter Selena. Yeah, he's a pharmacist. And Selena was diagnosed, and they treated it naturally for a while, very successfully. But then the Division of Family and Child Services, maybe DCFS, whatever. You get the picture up there in Chicago. They found out that Jay was with Selena in another state and contacted him and said, "We're gonna take your daughters, your other children, plus your daughter Selena, if you don't come back and submit her to chemo and radiation." So he did because he didn't want to lose his family. And basically, in the end, she lost her arm. They amputated Selena's arm because, well, Jay told them all along that the combination of chemo and radiation is going to make her arm go necrotic, and you're going to have to cut it off, which they did. So they basically destroyed her ability to have a full life without two arms. I mean, they did this to her. And Jay said the problem was that he had great health insurance. He said as a result of having great health insurance as a pharmacist, they threw everything, including the kitchen sink at Selena, all the experimental chemotherapy drugs, massive doses of radiation, and that's what happened. She lost her arm.
Folks, you got to think through this. Don't ask for more insurance. What you want is more freedom. The answer to the question of the healthcare crisis is freedom. The answer to how to solve it is freedom. And if it's anything less than that, you don't have it right. Now let's move into economic healing. Here's the setup from Campus Reform as they're about to present the Trump tax plan to Bernie Sanders supporters.
Cut my life into...
Oh, no, that's the body part removal service. My bad. See, the insurance covered it. Here it is.
This week, Donald Trump released his new tax plan, which was immediately shot down by his political opponents on the left. But what would those same people think if they were told that that tax plan was actually Bernie Sanders' plan? Today, we're at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. to find out.
All right, so that's how they set the stage. And when they ramp up the audio in this interaction, at first, they're not going to present it as Bernie's. They're going to see, how people respond to knowing that it's Trump's plan. Give a listen.
What were your thoughts on Trump's tax plan when you saw it?
It's better for the upper class than anyone else.
Pretty much a horrible for the middle class, especially the lower class.
I mean, not ideal.
This is probably not the most efficient nor beneficial to the general populace.
Pretty negative. I feel the same.
Yeah, I guess.
So they're pretty much boilerplate liberal responses to what they perceive to be the Trump tax plan. But what if they repackage it, TMB, to call it a Bernie plan? Do you think maybe they'll go for it? What do you think?
Let's listen. I got a feeling.
Okay. This is about the child tax credit. But again, now it's Bernie's plan.
First, one of Bernie Sanders' plans is to enhance the child tax credit, which is tax money given back to families when they have children. What do you think of that? Positive or negative?
Positive.
All right.
Same. I was a social worker, so I understand how important tax credits like that are.
Parents that have children go through a lot, and I think giving back money to them really, in turn, helps the children.
I think that's great.
I think that's positive, definitely.
Positive, definitely.
All right. The problem there is that's not Bernie's tax plan. That's Trump's. They don't know it. So did you feel the positive, the loving energy that they sent out to Bernie's tax plan, this enhancing the child tax credit? You felt it, TMB?
That's too funny. Do you have any? I felt it for sure. I mean, did you have any more clips, or do you want to elaborate?
Oh yeah, I do.
I got this a few one, things to say, but
it gets even better with this one. The death tax. You know about the death tax? This is a big plan on the left to say we've got to capture anybody that's trying to pass their wealth down through the generations. But according to now this being Bernie's plan, they're going to eliminate it. Let's see how the leftists on college campus respond.
Next up, eliminating the death tax. So when people die, it's a large tax on their estate that goes to their family. What do you think of that?
I think that's definitely something that we should be doing.
I do think that's a good idea because I'm from New Jersey and we used to have like a really heavy inheritance tax.
I'm in favor of that.
I'd say more positive.
I think I agree with that.
Oh my gosh. How is that? I mean, that's like one of the biggest things because they always say, hey man, we got to get those rich people when they die, take away their money and redistribute it. But suddenly now Bernie's plan, it's good. Sounds good.
Well, the problem is that people are not intellectually honest, Robert. Because if you listen to, do you have any more clips?
I do. This gets better.
Why don't you tell me when the clips are over and let's just start discussing it then. Because I'm just making a mental list of all.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're with me.
Here.
Yeah,
with you.
But wait, there's more. How about lowering the small business rate tax?
Bernie is planning to lower the small business tax rate to a maximum of 25%. I think that's a positive or negative?
I definitely think that's a positive. I feel very positively toward that. My family has a small business, so I would definitely think that's a positive thing.
Taxing them less makes more sense.
Any way we can help small businesses work and like thrive is definitely something that's beneficial for the country.
I think that would be great.
Reducing taxes on businesses? Are you kidding me? Leftists now support it because Bernie says? Let's just get one more sense of the overall feel here.
Overall, main idea of the plan, what do you think? Bernie did a good job, bad job?
I think overall it's good.
Okay.
Yeah,
good job. Good job, Bernie.
I think it's definitely a good plan, a positive plan that can help everyone.
I think it's pretty good. Like, definitely better than whatever Trump is proposing. I would make that leap right there.
All right, so that sets the stage there, TMB. Now, your response, before we hear the response, once they learn this is, in fact, Trump's plan, what do you think?
Well, I think that the last quote you just heard from that young lady sums up everything. It's better than whatever Trump is proposing. That's pretty much it. It's like, this is better. We don't even know what Trump's proposing, but this has to be better, when the reality is that was Trump's proposal. That was all of those, the death tax, the small business tax, the child tax credit, all of those things that they said were good ideas are not like hidden bullet points that are in his, these are his platform he's running on. So if you know anything about his proposal, his for taxes, you'll know that those are his, you know, those, that is his foundation. That's where he starts with all of those. So they know nothing. This shows me they know nothing about the Trump tax plan. They just hate Trump. So therefore, they're opposed to his whole tax plan, even though they agree with all of the specifics in his tax plan. It's kind of like back in when Bush had left office and Obama came to office, and they did the same thing with certain quotes, things that Bush had said that the liberals had criticized. And then now Obama said exactly the same thing, and the liberals were praising. And so it's this intellectual dishonesty that's on display here.
Yes, indeed. And of course, when they find out that they're busted, let's see some of their reaction.
What if I told you this actually is Donald Trump's tax plan, not Bernie's?
You got me.
It is. It's the Trump's plan.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, my gosh. And that's just the beginning. There's some wow moments in this as they learn they've been duped because this indeed is Trump's tax plan that they suddenly agree with.
All of these are actually Trump's ideas. It's actually Trump's plan.
Thoughts?
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. Wow.
I am shocked that I do agree with Trump on certain things.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm definitely happily surprised that it sounds a lot better than I would have expected it to.
I would have imagined he would be a little more stupid than that.
Okay, but it's not a stupid plan?
No, I don't think so.
I think if you said it was Trump, at least for many people, it would be more opposition to it just because it was Trump.
Boom. So they're acknowledging their intellectual dishonesty at this point. They were cornered.
That was the most honest they've ever been, was it acknowledging their intellectual dishonesty.
Yeah, and there's one more clip here that wraps this up, and then we'll talk more about it, because it is a fascinating undertaking to begin to realize that there are a lot of folks, they hear the name Trump, and they automatically leap to conclusions because they've been programmed. Stop being a liberal robot.
It could be a policy of giving me ice cream, but if it's Trump, I'd be like, what's in that ice cream?
I definitely think there's an initial bias. I mean, I've done it myself. Like, I'll just, like, hear the word Trump, and I'm like, ugh. I definitely think that's something to, like, need to be, like, looked over.
People, once they hear Trump or, like, Republican, they become like, oh, they suck no matter what.
I think people definitely hear the name and start to think things automatically. And also because a lot of people just go to the same news source or the same media, it makes it tough to get other points of views. Yeah.
There you go. And in one short segment, Campus Reform did a bang-up job of showing, you know, the closed minds that are really terrible there. They hear the word Trump, and they immediately shut down. And, you know, I would say anybody, if you hear the word Obama, immediately shut down. Of course, we could back up the disagreements we had with him, but you and I both here, we've said this before, when we have found something to agree with even Obama, we say, hey, that's okay. We're good with that, right? But there is a bias that's built in that some people don't want to hear anything once a name is vibrating at a certain level that's been programmed into them. And I think this is, you know, part of the problem here, that we can't get past these differences that may not really be differences.
The funny thing is, Robert, that, you know, somebody on the left will accuse us of being intolerant. But I think we're more tolerant than most people on the left, because if you look at let's look at the Obama administration. I didn't like the guy at all. There's a lot of things that I couldn't stand about President Obama. But when he did something good, I acknowledged it every time. And you did the same.
Right here on this show.
Now,
we've got audio proof.
Trump does something good, they can't.
Yeah. They can't do it. But they were caught in this thing, and then they had to decide whether they were going to go into a deeper state of denial and take heavy medication, or acknowledge, oh my gosh, you know, I really did have a closed mind. What say you out there? If you're watching on YouTube, give us a comment or two, and we'll be back to wrap up Outside the Box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're talking about the attacks, like on our buddy Mike Adams, the health ranger, attacks on you, attacks on me. The GMO industry, the biotech industry, has taken it to a whole new level. I mean, they've institutionalized it. They hire people within research universities, like the Kevin Foltas of University of Florida, for instance. They turn him into a gator with false teeth, right? Go after everybody who's writing about GMOs that's not dealing the party line. Remember the young lady that we met in Canada for the last few years we've been up there?
Yep.
And she's amazing. And they even attacked her, a young girl. They would not, they wouldn't stoop to any level. They'll stoop to any level. There's an article here at Natural News called GMO Hucksters, How the Biotech Industry Controls the Media Narrative and Smears Anti-GMO Activists. This can be said also about the vaccine issue, just about any issue. But again, biotech industry has held on to this thing longer than it would have been held on to had they not controlled the media.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt anybody that opposes GMOs or vaccines or tries to shed light on natural cancer treatments, they're going to be attacked, they're going to be lambasted, they're going to be vilified. And you're talking about Rachel Parent that we spoke with up there in Toronto the last couple of years at the Health Expo in Toronto. I mean, yeah, she's been lambasted. She was on the one of the guys that's on Shark Tank that I can't stand now, and they call himself Mr. Wonderful. He's the one, he took her on his radio show and just tried to lambast her. She held her own against him. But you pretty much, you cannot take a contrarian position on GMOs vaccines, cancer treatments, or you're going to be, lambasted. You will be accused of being a quack. They will ridicule you. It's not, you are not allowed to oppose those dogmas of the modern church of biological mysticism.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you said, it's not just the GMO thing, but the control of this, for those of you who kind of, let's say, do a little bit of mainstream media, but you join us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you go outside the box, I think you'll be okay, because when you go back to the MSM, you're going to be not easily duped. But for those people that actually watch the evening news or the 24-hour news networks and don't partake in the things we deliver here, they're going to be lost in a sea of disinformation and misinformation. And they might even yell and scream at us, like when we bring up the point that there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies to prove safety or efficacy of any vaccine. And even the Gardasil vaccine, when they ran a so-called placebo-controlled trial to see if it was safe, the placebo contained the adjuvant aluminum, so yeah, it would mimic the adverse events and it would wash them out as if it was safe.
It's totally dishonest, Robert. It's totally dishonest, the studies that are put forth on the safety of vaccines, even safety of drugs that kill 100,000 people a year, the FDA even admits. It's just total dishonesty. And, you know, the reality is you see this on TV, but you don't see it as much if you don't watch the mainstream. But when you watch the mainstream, I turn it over to like MSNBC and CNN sometimes just to get a glimpse of what most people are hearing as the news. And it's amazing that they're talking about the same thing that you read about online. It's mm-hmm. like, is that the same event? Because it's spun to such an extreme perspective that it doesn't even sound like the same thing happening when the mainstream gets it and crafts it. So if that's the only place people are getting their news, it's no wonder people are so brainwashed, because it's a constant propaganda machine on the mainstream news.
Yeah, and that's why I spent some time at the Truth About Cancer presentation this year, Ty, talking about perspectives. And, you know, I love the way I was able to throw those three pictures up of us and the different size Robert Scott Bell compared to you, right, to show how images can change and they can alter your perception of reality. And anytime they cover stories about GMOs, about vaccines, about the things we talk about from their slanted viewpoint, there's never an acknowledgement of another view unless it's denigrated and dismissed as kooky, nutty, or quackery, when in fact they're engaged in quackery because their placebo-controlled trials don't even exist.
Well, they you're right, they don't, but they come from the position that any divergence from the mainstream is quackery. And in these, especially in these extreme positions on vaccines and GMOs, especially in cancer treatments. You know, those are really the big three, I think, right now. There's others. Mm-hmm. Those are three big ones. You can't disagree or you're a quack. I mean, you could not describe it better as a religion. It is a religion. What they
really
believe in.
A mercury death cult in vaccines and even dentistry, allopathic dentistry. And get up there and try to defend it. You just try. Well, you won't succeed here. Not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And certainly not when Ty Bollinger is in the house and we get to go outside the box. TMB, love to Charlene and the kids. I can't wait to see you soon. I'm grateful to you, my friend.
Love back at you, RC, and the family.
Well, it's your turn now. Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
Got to go. Well, the power to heal is yours. I'm going to get it.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.